Insulate Britain Eco-Activist Compares Skeptics to Hitler Appeasers, Traitors. By Victoria Friedman on October 3, 2021. Insulate Britain spokesman Liam Norton has again evoked World War II to describe his plight against uninsulated homes, this time comparing those skeptical of the eco-extremist group's tactics to those who appeased Adolf Hitler in the 1930s. Saturday's talk radio host Christo Faufas asked the spokesman for Insulate Britain, an offshoot of Extinction Rebellion, XR, whether his group's frequent protests on major roads in the UK over climate change was in fact pointless because the UK is doing brilliantly on CO2 emissions, pointing out that he is not going to change the world's emissions by blocking traffic on the M25. You sound a little bit like in the 30s when people were saying similar things about Hitler. And what they were called was appeasers, Christo, Liam Norton responded in a condescending manner. What they were called was appeasers, because they said Hitler wasn't a threat. They said that they weren't a threat at the time, and you're suggesting the UK shouldn't reduce emissions. To be honest with you, people that take that position in the future, within a few decades, they'll be seen as cowards and traitors to this country, Norton claimed. Taken aback by how quickly the conversation reverted to comparisons to the Second World War, Mr. Faufas responded, Liam, I have respectfully questioned your position and your motives behind that of what objective you would outline. And you sit there and you compare me to someone who would appease a man who murdered 6 million Jewish people. Genuinely, that's your position. That's your media strategy, is it? That I ask you respectful questions about what you think you're going to achieve through your actions. And you compare me to someone who appeases Hitler? Norton responded by asking, are you a bit offended? A bit of a snowflake, Christos, are you? This is not the first time Mr. Norton has evoked the last major worldwide conflict, when he last month compared the Insulate Britain activists who glue themselves to motorways and block traffic for hours on end to Winston Churchill, before storming off the set of Good Morning Britain. Insulate Britain's doom-mongering has continued, with the group's spokesman pledging that wave after wave of protesters were ready to go to jail for their cause. The truth is that this country is going to hell unless you take emergency action to stop putting carbon into the air, Norton had said earlier this week.